A video produced by Pegula Sports and Entertainment provides highlights of what is being called the Buffalo-Rochester Metro Corridor. The video calls the two municipalities cities of innovation and the region a convergence point. But Thomas Kacharski, president and CEO of Invest Buffalo Niagara, says the Metro Corridor's pitch otherwise leaves out the gimmicks, just as Amazon wants it.
We know that while they are a visionary, somewhat eclectic kind of management and company direction, that they are sticklers for frugality and sustainability and basic tenets of their business that they exhibit in the way they do things.
The selling point? The region provides a lower cost of living and is ready to take in Amazon after moving away from its industrial past. The Buffalo-Rochester bid has the backing of New York State officials, but it's just one of four bids Albany is supporting with the offer of tax incentives. Other regions making a pitch are Syracuse-Utica-Mohawk Valley, the Albany Capital Region, and New York City-Long Island-Mid-Hudson. Within Buffalo-Rochester, Kucharski says about 40 potential sites had to be whittled down to a handful of sites he would not disclose. While that might disappoint some now, Kucharski says the new sense of unity in this corridor makes the region look good for other businesses that may one day look for a new home.
That's progress in and of itself. If you think about where we've been in the last 20 years, from everybody fighting with each other and really no vision, no plan, to not only sticking ourselves out there and backing it up with effort and results and that kind of thing, but now banding together and say, let's really think big.
A decision is expected sometime next year. Kucharski does not know when for sure, but he says the Buffalo-Rochester team is not waiting, it's anticipating, and will be prepared for any follow-ups, including visits from Amazon officials. At stake is the chance to create up to 50,000 new jobs in a multi-billion dollar investment by the online commerce and cloud computing company. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.